When losing a battle in Syracuse, nearly 500 children were tossed into a burning Tophet as a sacrifice to Baal. Sometimes children were put in the arms of a bronze bull, which had a furnace below it, and those committing this vicious act then allowed the flames to consume the child. The level of cruelty in these cases knew no bounds. One thing that some may find rather odd is the key term used by Jews to describe their act of human sacrifice. They call it Holocaust. As surprising as this may seem to some, the word Holocaust is a Jewish word that was used to describe the act of putting a child into the flames as a sacrifice to their false god. Of course, Jews have assigned a completely different meaning to the term nowadays, but if you take a look at an older dictionary, you will see that we're right about this.
Holocaust is a most interesting term. Literally, it means a burnt offering. And they want you to think, the Jews want you to think mostly of the alleged burnings of World War II era. But it really goes back to the ancient Semitic god Moloch, who demanded the sacrifice of children burned alive in a huge, horrible temple that was built to him. The worship of Moloch was brought in by the foreign concubines of Solomon and became rather firmly established in ancient Israel.